The Senate Finance Committee today opened its hearings on a bill setting up a new oil tax regime. The bill comes as a small but new response to the House's version of tax cuts that passed last year. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The Senate Resources Committee took 3 weeks to put together its version of an oil tax bill, and in explaining and justifying the decisions that went into that plan, Fairbanks Democrat Joe Pascvan summarized the notes, studies, and reports he had assembled on a very complex issue.
One of the many comments that I have heard is, you know, why can't we just poke another hole in the ground and get more well? And if it was only so simple.
The tax rewrite is prompted by Governor Parnell's push to increase the amount of oil produced for the Trans-Alaska pipeline. That's been in decline for many years. Pascvan presented a 2011 report from the Department of Revenue that indicates the future is not necessarily that bad. He said the report shows that since the Murkowski PPT tax regime and the Palin ACES tax regime went into effect, the industry has actually increased capital investment and exploration for new oil, even while production has declined.
The number of companies filing annual tax returns doubled between 2006 and 2009. And the reason why I believe the Department of Revenue Commissioner identified that is in relationship to the passes of either the PPT or the ACES, that it seems to have attracted new operators or new entrants into the Central North Slope region of the state of Alaska.
The Finance Committee is not solidly behind the resources bill. Anchorage Republican Liesl McGuire is a member of both committees and opposed the measure that left the Resources Committee. And while Pascvan presented an 86-page summary of committee documents, McGuire challenged it as only presenting one side of the issue.
This is a dialogue, and this committee is built on that foundation, and this is one member of the Senate's perspective, and he's laying his foundation for that perspective. But others of us may choose to use different charts, different graphs, and different information, even from exact websites.
The committee set aside every morning for the next 2 weeks, at least, to study and take action on the bill. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.